The real problem with a lot of these efforts, all of us know over the years, is you get some great people, they come up with great ideas, and then those reports and recommendations tend to sit on the shelf, not because anybody wants to put them on the shelf, but that either there are complications or difficulties in actually implementing the recommendations, or people get distracted by other things. We think the urgency of the financial situation over the next 2 or 3 years is going to be sufficient that we're going to need every dime of savings that we'll be able to wring out of this, out of these recommendations.
We are just over a year removed from last year's admissions scandal. Has everything been put to bed with regard to what happened here, or is there anything else that needs to be addressed?
I think most all of that is in the rearview mirror. I rarely get asked questions about that, either on campus or traveling around the state. I do think that we will conduct a review of our admissions processes at the end of this academic year, or in the midst of doing that right now, to see if there were any unintended consequences. And it's obvious that there have been a couple, but we want to be sure that the system that was put in place a year ago is now working in the way that everybody anticipated and expected that it would. But beyond that, I think the integrity of the process is superb. I think the amount of intrusion or interest that we've received from the outside has dropped to virtually zero, and I think all of that's good news.
You mentioned with this a review that you'll be overseeing, saving every dime possible. Are there other things that may have to take place in this campus in addition to furloughs and the tuition hike, some unforeseen result of this yet that we may have to, a step we may have to take?
Well, you never say never, but on the furlough front, I do not anticipate that it will be necessary to enact furloughs during the coming year, mainly because of two things. Number one, we took decisive action back in January. I think that has stabilized our situation now as we conclude the fiscal year. So I think the tough medicine that we took in January is one major plus factor. The other major plus is that if the state acts irresponsibly in terms of its ability to pay the university, at least we now have borrowing authority. We didn't have that a year ago. Hopefully we won't need to exercise it, but I'm sure we would exercise borrowing authority before we would go down the pathway for furloughs.
After this process with overseeing this review group, 6 months or so, you plan on slowing down a little bit? You've been associated with this campus for, 30-plus years now?
Well, yes. I do. Judy and I have a trip planned to Scotland in late August, early September. So we're looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to getting off of the 24/7 treadmill that I've been on for the last 6 months, 9 months. It's been great. It's been exhilarating. But I have no reluctance at all to hand over the reins to President Hogan.
Anything else you want to add on the legacy you'll be leaving on this campus and what you hope people say about you for generations?
Well, I don't have anything to add on the legacy side. I think that now's the time to take stock of our trajectory over the last 6 to 9 to 12 months. And I think the university has come through some very challenging times, but I look for better times ahead. I think we'll have to define and achieve our own destiny. I don't think we can expect things to drop in our lap. I don't think we can expect the state of Illinois will define and deliver our destiny. But I think we can be responsible for our own long-term future and building the University of Illinois in all of its dimensions across this state